Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, here we go. Middle of the week. Today's the day they play the Hump Day song in the Chopin Bulldog Show. It's Wednesday. Hump Day! Right, that's what they do. I like doing it. That was one of my favorite commercials when it was on, actually. I haven't seen it in a long time, but they still play it every Wednesday on Chopin the Bulldog. Josh, you know what I'm talking about. The camel comes in, right? You have it in there. Hump Day! I don't want to steal it because it's Chopin the Bulldog, but that's what it is today, right?
You always got to celebrate a Wednesday. It doesn't matter, you know, where you are, what you're doing. You always got to celebrate a Wednesday.
Okay, so that said, here, I got a funny story for you. So a few years ago, that commercial comes out, and a few years ago, we were in, I think, Cleveland, maybe. Like, we went in the summer with the zoo, and they had these, like, little camel rides. And Max gets on a camel, and I get on a camel. And I'm on the camel, and, you know, I'm just trying to be funny. My son's in front of me. He's, at the time, I guess, like, maybe 7 or 8. It's a few years ago. And I just look, and there's people looking at me, and I'm on this camel, and I go, Hump Day! And everybody's looking at me like, who is this dude? What is he doing? Right? But that's just how I roll, man. It's just Hump Day. It wasn't Hump Day, though. It was Camel Day. We were on a camel. But today is Wednesday, and I am doing the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today from Lockport Country Club, because I am going to head on out and play a little bit later. So I thank you, and I appreciate them having the ability to come up here. It's a beautiful space and place, and going to look forward to some golf a little bit later. And hope we're planning on having Sneaky Joe with me a little bit later as well. He just got off the Jeremy and Joe morning show. And, we're going to do what we did with Bulldog a couple weeks ago, which is, and with Show, reverse roles. I will basically be asking Joe the questions. I go on his show or on Show with the Bulldog. They ask me the questions about the Bills. And today I'm going to ask him mostly about the Sabres, which is where I want to start, because yesterday, Kevin Adams, Jerry Fortin, they held their pre-draft press conference down at One Bills Drive. That's where the Sabres will be holding all of their, you know, draft planning and actual draft operation, I guess you'd say, come Friday night and through the weekend for the 2025 NHL draft. Our Paul Hamilton was down there, and he joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Paul. Was it weird in any way to be in that media room with the group you were with instead of the normal group you're with when we're all down there together for the Buffalo Bills?
For many of the reporters there, it was their first time in that media room, because most of them don't cover both teams. You should have seen them. It was like kids in a candy store. They're like,
yeah,
we have a closet at the arena that we basically are in. It was the media room was forgotten about when they remodeled. And so it shows. It's very stuffy. There's no ventilation. You're packed in there like sardines. It's an unworkable place that we make work. And then they come into this roomy, spacious, plenty of room for the cameras. They're not jammed in, you know, sticking a camera in your back as you're sitting in the back row. And it's mm-hmm. Everybody's just like, wow, look at this. Can we do this all the time? Can we install a rink here? They're gonna. The Bills are moving across the street. Can we install a rink here and use this media room?
Yeah, I think you'll have one game there eventually, sometime soon after it opens. I'll say this though: it's funny you mention. I've been in the Sabres media room, you know, a handful of times, and you're right. The press conference room. You know what that room reminds me of exactly? It reminds me of an NFL post-game presser for the away teams. Like when Sean McDermott talks at an away stadium after a game, doesn't matter if it's Miami or the Jets or New England, some are better than others, but that's exactly what that room looks like, an away post-game press conference room for an NFL team.
You know what? And to me, it's an easy fix. It would cost a little bit of money, but there's for people who have been down to the arena and go into the parking ramp, there's a space between the arena and the parking ramp, a pretty good size space. And that on the other, if you were able to take that wall out, you'd be basically in the Sabres dressing room area or their meeting room area or whatever might be up against that wall. You could kick that wall out and take it almost to the parking ramp, you know, leave a little bit of lane where people can walk by outside, but you could really make it more spacious for, because what the Sabres did, we were going to go in the media meal room, and that became, they took over the room. So they have that for their players and whatever they do in there, so they couldn't make that a media room. So, you know, they could make more room for the Sabres. They could make a decent media room out of it. And to me, it wouldn't be all that hard. All they got to do is knock out a wall and extend the building.
Paul Hamilton in the West Shore Hotline, a little behind the scenes on what's how it works down at the media room and the access, because it's a little bit different this year for the Sabres. The draft is on Friday night, and of course, right after that is free agency beginning on July 1, and a lot was on the table yesterday for Kevin Adams. When you came on yesterday, Paul, I said, what's the first topic in question? And we both agreed it would absolutely be J.J. Paterka, and that is exactly what it was. Okay, I came away with even maybe more questions than answers about what the future is with J.J. Paterka and whether it's in Buffalo or out of Buffalo. How did you interpret anything Kevin Adams said, and maybe kind of refresh what he said for any listeners who didn't hear?
He basically didn't want to get into it, and I understand that. I respect that, actually. I mean, he doesn't want to get into it as far as one way or the other, whether J.J. Paterka is asked to be traded or not. He would like to keep that in-house, and I understand that. He doesn't want to negotiate in the media or do anything like that. So that part of it I got, that he just wanted to keep that to himself. And if J.J. Paterka has a problem, I would, if I were in Kevin Adams' shoes, my thinking would be if J.J. Paterka wants to tell the media what the problem is, that's up to him. Now, you know, I'm not going to speak his business. You know, if he, you know, that's his business, and if he'd like to share with people, that's for him to share. So, I thought that was fine. You know, that he really didn't want to get into it. But as it was happening, you know, he drags in. You know, nobody had I had on my list, but sometimes you don't get to your whole list about Matias Samuelsson and is there a possibility of buyout and that. But he just went right to it, and you know, was really annoyed with, you know, all the inaccurate reports that are out there. And we all know that. I mean, most of the reports we see are not accurate out there. It's just people kind of throwing darts and, you know, a lot of it doesn't materialize, especially from the reporter that's been talking about Paterka. He might be right half the time, maybe. So, he got into the Samuelsson thing that there's no truth to it whatsoever. It hasn't even been considered, and he feels sorry for the fans that, you know, and it's just like, this isn't coming off good. You know, maybe feel sorry for the fans that you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. Not that they have to listen to whether you're going to buy out Samuelsson or whatever. My thought is this: just go about your business, you know? Don't even talk about it. Don't even address it unless somebody asks you about it. And then just briefly say it's not something we're considering right now and leave it at that. But if nobody brings it up, look at it this way. You're not planning on buying out Matias Samuelsson. So that report will be proven to be false eventually because you didn't buy him out. So let it take care of itself. Then people will understand that this guy, a lot of the things he says aren't right and they don't happen. And, you know, some of the other insiders are much more accurate than he is. That's the way I look at it. You know, if you're not planning on buying him out, just let it be, and it'll come out eventually that, well, hey, they didn't buy out Samuelson. That report wasn't very accurate.
I want to get back to Samuelson. I want to go back to Paterka for a minute. Here's a question I've been pondering back and forth in my own head. Let's just say J.J. Paterka did say, hey, I prefer to get traded. I don't think he's, like, to me, it's like, come on, demand a trade at his, you know, status in this league. What are we doing here? But let's just say, you know, he has gone to Kevin Adams and say he prefers to play elsewhere. We know he's a restricted free agent. Who has more leverage in this situation? Is it the Sabres because they still have his rights, quote unquote, as a restricted free agent? Or is it J.J. Paterka because he doesn't have to sign any type of offer from the Sabres?
He doesn't have to sign, but he's just going to sit there. I mean, it's going to be a long time before he's an unrestricted free agent, so it's going to be an awfully long holdout. Now, Michael Pekka held out.
So is the answer the Sabres?
Yeah. Michael Pekka held out, and he took it all the way to February, and then he finally did get traded. So, and Kevin Adams.
He also says it's one of the worst regrets he's ever had as a professional.
Yes, it was.
If I remember correctly, I've spoken with him. I think you have, and I believe he has said something along those lines where, like, maybe not worst regret, but he wishes he could have done it differently, I guess. You know,
and
I mean?
He wished he could have come back to Buffalo. He wanted to come back to Buffalo, you know, later on in his career, and eventually did as an assistant coach with the Amherst. But,
who has leverage, though, you think? Do you think the Sabres have more leverage over Paterka in this situation?
Well, they don't want people around who don't want to be here. But the question is this agent-generated? Did his agent talk him into this?
Right.
And I believe he did because of who the agent is, Alan Walsh. That's the way he rolls. You know, get him into a bigger market. There's more money opportunities for him. He'll be happier. There's more things to do. Because J.J. Paterka on locker cleanout day did not indicate whatsoever that he was unhappy. He talked about playing with Lindy Ruff. He talked about ways he can improve his game for the Sabres. He wasn't downtrodden or anything, saying that he agrees with people that his body language on the ice isn't good and he needs to improve that. And just there was just nothing to indicate that he was unhappy at all. And then all of a sudden he's unhappy. And I think maybe the agent is unhappy and just thinks it's better to maybe get him out of Buffalo and maybe convinced him because I think I told you yesterday, you know, Pierre LeBrun came out and said the Sabres still would like to re-sign him, and that's the way they're leaning. And I don't think the Sabres are convinced that this is over, that they can't, you know, convince him that the Buffalo Sabres is best for him, which means that even kind of means to me more that maybe this is agent-generated. I think they still would like to try to pull this off if they can, that to keep him here and not have to trade him. Now, are they listening to offers? Sure they are. You know, if it just turns out that doesn't want to play here, they don't want players here. And Adams talked about that again yesterday, that, you know, they don't want players here that don't want to be Buffalo Sabres and don't get up – you know, excited to be a Buffalo Sabre. So, you know, Paterka has to a point that they know that Adams doesn't want people here that don't want to be here. So they know that. Agent knows that. So if they can't convince him, I think eventually, you know, the Paterka's camp, I will put it, will get what they want.
Yeah, it's funny you say about the agent. I agree with you. And I'll say, I think the same thing is happening on the Bills side with James Cook. I think a lot of it's agent-driven. I think James Cook, if you look at the history, he has an agent. I don't remember his agent's name, but someone had told me, look, you know, it's some of the history, even Dalvin, his brother. Like, this is kind of the way he plays it. This is his playbook. And it is interesting because what had happened when James Cook came to Buffalo for minicamp. And I'm going to draw the same parallel you just did. How J.J. Paterka talked at locker cleanout. It's kind of the same way that James Cook talked just 2 weeks ago, which is when he said he was asked basically, well, why did you put that number out there? I don't know. I just did it. Like, almost like I didn't really want to. Like, he's doing it from the playbook of the agent, and that's the way you're supposed to go about it. So it is interesting how all of those things, and in JJ's case here, if that's agent-driven, look, I mean, at the end of the day, though, the Sabres have your rights, and they're going to give a qualifying offer, and we'll see where it goes. The other part of this, I would say, Paul, is I find it hard to believe the Sabres can make a deal. It's possible, but I find it hard to believe they can make a deal to be better on the ice in 2025 by trading J.J. Paterka. I know he's not a complete player. I get that. But it's tough to make a deal like that, to be better on the ice, to trade this player and ultimately get the better player in the deal, so to speak.
And any player in the NHL can become a complete player. That's up to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be able to understand defense and to be a good two-way player, that's up to you if you want to be that. It's not like, well...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I want to be a much faster skater. You can improve your skating somewhat, but, I mean, you are who you are when it comes to that. But, you know, if you want to become a better defensive player, you can become a better defensive player. Look at Yuri Kulik. I thought he improved quite a bit defensively from what we saw, you know, a year ago from him because he's been working on it. So you can work on that and become better if you want to be. I'm sorry, I got out of a tangent. I forgot what you asked me.
That's okay. No. As you're doing that, let me move this Matias Samuelsson, because I don't want to make it all about Paterka. And obviously, you talked about Matias Samuelsson. What's interesting is he did say we haven't had the discussion to buy him out. He didn't say for sure that they wouldn't consider moving on from Matias Samuelsson in some sort of trade.
Right.
But after what you heard from Kevin Adams, do you think the plan is that he will be on this roster, or would they still be open to moving him, you know, and taking a look at that?
I didn't get an impression one way or the other because he was busy trying to put down the person who was putting that report out there. So that was his agenda on that. I wouldn't buy him out either. I know it's only a little bit over $700,000, but he's on your cap for 10 years. You're paying him for 10 years. And then you get in a spot like they're still paying Christian Ehrhoff. And some fans out there who maybe are a little bit younger, like, who is Christian Ehrhoff? Yeah, they're still paying him. You don't know who he is, but they're still paying him. You know, and I don't like that situation. I would rather trade him for almost nothing. You know, if it's a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick, whatever, it's maybe just getting the money off your cap and getting him off the roster type of a thing because, as we mentioned yesterday, I don't know as a player in the locker room if you can come back from what you did, especially since Tage Thompson was on a podcast out of St. Louis a week or two ago saying how disappointed he was in that incident. And he also said, I don't think it'll happen again. He goes, we've addressed it. We've talked about it. And he goes, we were much better at it after that. And I don't think it'll happen again. Now, it shouldn't get to a point where you even have to talk about it. It should be automatic from a hockey player that is taken care of. But Samuelsson is kind of the face of that. And even after that, he got into some scrums, but there were others that he didn't. I remember saying to myself a couple of times, are we back to this again, that you're not getting involved? Mm-hmm. And to me, it's hard to come back from something like that in the locker room. So I think it might be better if you know, you just eliminate it however you can, but I don't think a buyout is the way to do it just because I wouldn't want him on my payroll for 10 more years.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Okay, Alex Tuch, maybe a little bit more of a positive yes. on the news on Alex Tuch front. What did you get from all that?
Yes, I think that was a positive out of it that, you know, he said Alex Tuch knows that he's a priority. Now, remember, Kevin Adams told us in April that Alex Tuch is a priority, but he has made it clear to Alex Tuch in discussions with him that he is a priority. And he says Alex Tuch wants to be here and wants to remain a Sabre, and it is still a priority. And he goes, Alex Tuch knows he's a priority on this team. And he should know that because if you're trying to get better, you're not going to get better if Alex Tuch isn't here. I don't care what the trade is. He does things for this team that other players don't. And I think he is a key cog. I mean, you already, in my mind, have a spot in your top six. Right now, I don't think Zach Benson, although I like him as a player and I like what he does, I don't think he's a top six player yet. So that's where I think you have a vacancy. If Peterka goes, now you have two vacancies. If Peterka and Tuck both go, you have three vacancies in six spots out of six spots on your top six. Now you have really slid backwards as far as, you know, as what you're trying to do. So I think it just is essential that they come to an agreement with Tuck and keep him here. You almost could say, other than Darlene, he might even be the face of the franchise, just because of being from Buffalo and talking so glowingly about as being a Sabre fan in Buffalo. And, you know, Alex Tuck is always available to speak for the team. And as one of the captains, he will take the responsibility seriously that he needs to speak after games, whether they're good or bad. And, he doesn't shy away from it or hide from it. So, plus, he's good with the players, and I think he's a very important cog. So it's just, I think it's very, very important that he remains a Buffalo Sabre.
Do you think anything, Kevin Adams, shed any light on what they believe about the goaltending situation heading into 25-26?
No, because it was nothing different from what he said in April. Exactly the same thing, that he's if he goes into the season with two young goaltenders in Luukkonen and Levi, he's comfortable with that. So nothing changed there. And he said before, same thing, that, you know, Levi's on a timeline that, you know, when he's ready, he'll let them know. And what he means by that is he'll let them know by his play. You know, he will be playing at an NHL level, and that's how the organization will know that he's ready to go. After a year and a half in the minors, as I said, in the last year and a half, I think the development has been good. I didn't think it was good at all, the way they handled it before that, but I think they've corrected that. I think what they've done in the last year and a half has been good for his growth. I would not be comfortable if I was a GM, you know, going with the two young goalies. It could work out. They both might be lights out. That could happen. Absolutely. Luukkonen could regain what he was, not last year, but the year before. Levi could show that he's ready. He has the pedigree to be a good NHL goaltender, being maybe the best college goaltender that's ever lived and being an AHL All-Star, and he has very good numbers in the playoffs, despite not good numbers in the last series, but overall in the last 2 years, his numbers are excellent in the playoffs. So, you know, he has a good resume, but I wouldn't stake my reputation on it if I were a general manager, knowing I have to make the playoffs, that, well, we're going to do this, hoping, as Zucker says, and you said yesterday, hope is not a strategy. You can't be hoping that these two guys are going to do it. And I just think you got to bring a veteran guy in, and if that means another year starting the year in Rochester, I don't know if Levi would be real happy about that, but you got to do what's best for the team and best for him and his growth.
Paul, before I let you go, Kevin Adams did talk a little bit about, you know, the front office, the addition, obviously, of Jarmo Kekäläinen. No changes on the coaching staff, but specifically on Jarmo, we learned that he is basically working remote. There was a reaction to that on social media from fans. Do you think it's an overreaction in this day and age? I mean, heck, I'm doing a radio show right now. I'm remote. I'm at a golf course. I can do it wherever. I can go to training camp. I can be wherever. I can be on a ship in Italy or in Italy when I'm going in 2 weeks and do a radio show. But also, you know, you can, there's something to be said for being in a certain spot. When I'm in studio, we can see each other. These things happen all the time in the world, is what I'm saying. So when you take it into that context and you think about his role, how important is it that he's not in Buffalo or he is in Buffalo?
If I'm being totally honest with you, that's the thing that hit me the most out of the whole press conference. I know it wasn't talked about hugely. It was talked about, but not hugely. That was the thing where that raised my eyebrows. I go, really? He's not going to be here? And Kevin Adams says, well, he's only a 4.5-hour drive away. Yeah. But I don't know. I like the hire. I think it's a very good hire, but I would like the two men to be together on a daily basis. And, yeah, he can join meetings remotely by Zoom and everything. But, you know, to be together at games all the time, sitting next to each other, analyzing, you know, as it's happening, You know, well, this player is really getting in bad habits here. I think, you know, we should do this or we should do that or I don't know. I just think I was very surprised by that and taken back by that, that he is not going to be here in Buffalo full time. And I know he's going to be here a lot. But, yeah, that is the thing that really struck me from the whole thing that went down yesterday was that. I didn't like that. I like the hire, and I think it's a good hire, and I think it was a needed hire. But I don't like the fact that he's not going to be around all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm a little old school on this when it comes to this particular thing. As much as I said, like, hey, we can do this these days, right? Everybody can. I was in a meeting yesterday, and some people were in a conference room. Some people were on a Zoom call, basically. We can do all this. But there's something to be said for walking down to someone's office and talking to them, right? Yeah. Having them a few feet away. If you have, hey, this just came up. Some guy, you know what? Somebody, we just got an alert that somebody is shopping somebody. Let me go talk to my, you know, senior advisor and tell him what about this. There's something to be said about that, I would say.
Or a trade. It said, you know, we've got a half hour to decide on this. Let's put some tape up and let's see this player that we're talking about. You know, let's look at it together here and analyze this player. We don't have a lot of time because there are three teams in on this trade. Do we want this player? Well, you got to be there to be able to do this and to sit together and have this discussion. And as I said, go over some tape and do that. I just think it's better, you know, now Karmanos has pulled it off, you know, being basically in Pittsburgh as the GM of the Rochester Americans, and the Americans have done very well. I think he's done a good mixture of veteran players to mix with the younger prospect players. They've, you know, were in the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago and very easily could have been there this year. So it has worked for him. I don't like that either. But, you look at the results and you can't say it's not working for him. So, yeah, they can make it work. But I don't know. I just think that I just, as I said, maybe it is what you said, old school. I just think it's better. I think it's better for the organization if the two are together all the time.
Paul, don't go very far this week. You still got tomorrow and Friday. Now, I'm doing the morning show tomorrow, so I don't know if Joe what his plan is yet, but I know that on Friday, either way, the first day of the NHL draft, we'll try and catch up, so I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, and today I'll be more draft-oriented because I did an article mostly on the state of the Sabres, but Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin also had a lot to say about the draft coming up, and that'll be today's article dealing more with the draft.
And we will talk more about the draft over the next couple days. I appreciate you saying that because as much as, you know, we've talked about all of this that we have with the Sabres roster, they do have the number 9 pick, and they are picking on Friday night. We'll see where that goes. So we'll talk more about that as the week goes on. Thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem. Take care.
All right. Paul Hamilton right there on the Western Hotline. We will take a timeout. When we come back, I want your reaction to what Kevin Adams said or didn't say. I have a thought about the reaction to the reaction, right? I guess the way I want to put that is, you know, it's very predictable, and I'm not even criticizing when I say it this way. It's very predictable what the reaction would be to whatever Kevin Adams would say. So I want to kind of get into that, but ask you what your reaction is to anything he said yesterday. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. It's hump day, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.